What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's appreciated. We are brought to you by the fine folks over at Remy Martin. Team up for excellence. We got the light going now. It's great. For those who haven't seen the full Chicago Vice poster, there it is. And my bat from the nice folks at Homewood Bat. They made that for me, which is really, really nice. It's very well made. If you've never, I don't even know if they offer tours. I don't know if I got like the special tour because I was doing a story. But if you ever get a chance to tour Homewood Bats, do that. It's pretty awesome. And if you ever go down to Louisville and go down to the Louisville Slugger Factory, take the tour. I know it's 20 minutes or whatever, but take the tour. It's absolutely worth it. All right? Let's talk about Ryan Poles today. While the Bears have been down at the Combine and they're talking about players that they're seeing, we're also seeing some of the feelings that Ryan Poles has about the way Ben Johnson is going about things. And yesterday, Speegs and I were talking about it, and I think the clearest difference between where things are with Poles and Johnson versus where things were with Poles and Eberflus is that there's an element of shotgun marriage to Poles and Eberflus. Now, I'm not completely letting Poles off the hook for hiring Eberflus, because whether he was influenced by Trace Armstrong or not, this was your first opportunity as a GM to make a big decision, and the decision you made was a terrible one. That being said, watching those guys interact, it never felt like a partnership. It felt like a vertical structure, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you have a super strong GM and a coach that just wants to coach, then I think that that can work. But you had a first-time GM and a first-time head coach, and the two guys were not, no matter what they said publicly, those two guys were not on the same page, okay? They didn't have the same idea on what made for a good player. In Eberflus's defense, and you've heard me say this countless times on this very podcast, he always needed a three technique, and for the 3 years that he was the coach of the team, he didn't get one. And that's a failing. That is a GM not recognizing what the head coach needs and then not giving it to him. Like, that's a failure by Ryan Poles. I'm not in the all is forgiven category with Poles as of yet, but I do like what I'm hearing from an interaction standpoint between him and Johnson. It seems like they're on the same page, and Johnson has been open to the idea of letting Poles know what they did in Detroit and other places that he's been and what he feels like has been successful. Poles, to his credit, has seemed really like, okay, let's build this partnership. Let's build this out and let's see where all of this stuff goes. And I think that's good. A listener yesterday texted us and said something I thought that was really jarring and important to be a part of the discussion. and it had to do with Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson has stated repeatedly that this is going to be starting over for Caleb Williams. They're going to get into all sorts of the fundamental quarterbacking stuff. All of us that have seen Caleb Williams play know that he can do crazy stuff, that he's got crazy arm talent. He has a very natural way of keeping cool when plays break down. The goal is to make him just as strong in structure, and then when those moments present themselves for him to get outside the pocket, make something happen, he can do it. But let's try to make his whole life easier by making things better around him. But it was the starting over part that this listener was upset about. And I think there is a lot of truth to that anger. Like, it is justified. It's righteous for you to go, wait, they had Caleb Williams and they wasted a whole year because the GM didn't know how to surround him with the pieces that he would need to succeed. That is a fair criticism of Ryan Poles. Not that the Bears are up against the clock from a contract standpoint, like none of that stuff, but just the idea of, when you look at Caleb Williams' numbers, and this is why I did this pod back in January, his numbers are impressive mainly because of the dysfunction that surrounded him.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Imagine if he had a head coach who understood offense, a play caller who understood how to get an offense ready each week. With those surveys, one of the things that Bears players said is they gave, you know, those NFL surveys, they the coaches of the Bears, and Matt Eberflus in particular, were last because they didn't feel like they had great practices or practice time. Now, any of you who heard Jalen Johnson on the show, you know that he was very vocal about that. There was a lot of wasted time. And the frustrating thing, and one of the things that the listener who texted in said, is like, this scares me about Poles, that he either, one, didn't recognize what the problems were, or two, didn't have solutions to the problems that the Bears had last year under Eberflus. That is a legitimate criticism of Poles' tenure in last year's Bears season. It should not be dismissed. And one of my goals, as we talk about like the offseason of the Bears, is to make sure that while we can enjoy a lot of the good stuff that is coming out, that everything is not seashells and balloons. There's still stuff that people need to be held accountable for, even as the Bears try to forge a new way forward. Now, I'm going to be fair. I really like, there hasn't been a thing that Ben Johnson has said since he got the job where I'm like, oh, this guy doesn't get it. He seems to get it on a level that a bunch of his predecessors don't. I can't tell you that that's going to then turn into wins for the Bears, but I feel like he's starting in a much better place. Even as a first-time head coach, he's starting in a much better place than Matt Eberflus, because now Poles has the experience of failure. And you saw that guy look beaten and broken when he had to fire Matt Eberflus. How do you respond to that? It's important. I know in my career there have been multiple failures that I think could have broken me if not for sound advice from other people who have gone through similar things and then adjusting and changing the way that I do things. It's a constant adjustment. And when you're talking about a job like that, where you're not just in charge of, you know, a company of one, but you're in charge of an entire football team, you better learn. Shout out to KRS-One. You must learn. What I've heard from Ryan Poles, just his words. Well, we got time to look at his actions. I think the action of hiring Ben Johnson and the way that they went about it is refreshing. Now it's okay. How do you approach free agency? Do you think that your weaknesses, what are clearly your team's weaknesses, do you think they're weaknesses, and are you willing to go out and try to make the necessary moves to make your team better and stronger? That's when we'll get an idea of the learning that's happened with Ryan Poles. But I like that this feels like a partnership. This feels like two guys that are willing to take the lead in some situations and fall back in other situations. And that's good. That's good for you, I hope. And I hope it ends up being good for Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson. I hope that they have a very long and successful relationship as GM and coach. Poles got his reprieve. He got his reprieve. Now, he's got to earn back some trust with Bears fans. And the hiring of Ben Johnson, I think, went a long way. But there's still other stuff that needs to be repaired. And now we get to see. You've got the offensive coach that's in a better position to take care of your quarterback than the last coach that you had. Go build around him now. Don't make this another wasted year. And that's the sad part. We saw Caleb Williams get beat up, and some of it was his fault. We saw bad planning as an organization, and that's on Poles. If Poles and other coaches and players were like, we knew something was wrong in March, yo, that's on the GM to fix. But now it seems like as we go into March of 2025, things feel a lot better. Hopefully, they will deliver on such. As per usual, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, thank you so much. If you'd like to help out the podcast, a 5-star review would be great. Booker T style, 5 stars. That would be awesome if you do that. It actually helps with placement inside of Google and Spotify, the higher our ratings are. If you're on the YouTube page, and yeah, House of L has a YouTube page, you can actually watch the pod if that's your deal. It's partly why I'm doing shorter versions of the pod to make it more palatable for people. But if you haven't come and checked out the YouTube page, you should do that. Just search House of L on YouTube and we got you covered. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. In Chicago, we have been lucky for like the last week with the weather, and it's great. Get outside and walk. Walk a quarter mile. Walk to the store. Pick yourself up a treat. Like, don't walk to the store and be like, oh, I'm going to do all this grocery shop. No, no, no. Go get yourself a Hershey bar or whatever it is that you like. Maybe it's a piece of fruit. But get out there and just take a deep breath and go get yourself a nice treat, because you've earned it. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.